Hello children, this is class 7, subject biology, and the topic is tissues. What is tissue? Group of cells having a common origin and performing similar functions are called tissues. Tissues can be divided into two types, plant tissue and animal tissue. Plant tissues. Classification of plant tissues. They are broadly classified into meristematic tissues and permanent tissues. Meristematic tissues are again divided into apical, intercalary and lateral. Permanent tissues are divided into two categories. One is simple, the other is complex. Simple is again subdivided into parenchyma, colenchyma and sclerenchyma. Complex is subdivided into xylem and phloem. Meristematic tissues. This tissue contains thin-walled, undifferentiated and actively dividing cells. These cells may be spherical, oval, polygonal or rectangular in shape. They do not contain any intercellular space between them. They have dense cytoplasm and prominent nucleus. It is found in the growing regions of the plant. The function is to take part in growth by formation of new cells. Types of meristematic tissues. Apical meristem. It is situated at the growing tips of roots, stems and branches. It leads to elongation. Lateral meristem. It is found between the bark and wood of trees. It leads to increase in thickness of stem. Intercalary meristem. It is located at the base of leaves or internode. It helps the organ to grow in length. Permanent tissues. They are formed by continuous division of the meristematic tissue. They are made up of cells that have lost the power of division, having attained their definite form and size. They may be both dead or living. They form the bulk of the plant. Classification of permanent tissues. They are broadly classified into two categories. One is simple permanent tissue, the other is complex permanent tissue. Types of simple permanent tissues. First is parenchyma. It is present in almost all organs of plants like stems, roots, leaves, flowers, seeds and fruits. It consists of isodiametric, that is, having equal diameter living cells which may be oval, round or polygonal in shape. It is present in epidermis and softer tissues. Function is to store food materials as in potato. Parenchyma cells in leaves contain chloroplasts which helps in photosynthesis and are called chlorenchyma. Colenchyma. These tissues have living cells which are usually elongated and thick at corners. Intercellular spaces are usually absent. It is located below the epidermis of dicotyledonous stem. It gives mechanical support and elasticity. Sclerenchyma. The cells are dead and devoid of protoplasm. It is composed of extremely thick-walled cells. It occurs in stems, roots, veins of leaves and hard coverings of seeds and nuts. It gives mechanical strength and rigidity to the plant body. Complex permanent tissues and its types. It consists of more than one type of cells which work together as a unit and perform a common function. How many types of complex permanent tissues are there? There are two types. One is xylem, the other is phloem. Xylem is a conducting tissue composed of vessels, tracheids, fibers and xylem parenchyma. Function is to help in the upward transport of water and dissolved minerals from the roots to different parts of the shoot. Phloem is a living conducting tissue comprising of sieve tubes, phloem fibers, phloem parenchyma and companion cells. Function is to transport food from leaves to growing regions of the plant body. This is all about plant tissues. Thank you, children.